Okay, very interesting. Shaila that comes to Rav Zilberstein. One month, say Shabbos, a Jew named Avrami received a visit from his secular neighbor Phil. Phil was Jewish, but had nothing to do with Torah and mitzvahs. Phil always said he didn't publicly desecrate Shabbos, but at the end of the day, he didn't keep Torah mitzvahs. One Motzei Shabbos, one Saturday night, Phil knocked on Avrami's door, and he asked him if Avrami would make Havdalah for him. What happened was Phil just got back from his restaurant that he kept open on Shabbos, and he wanted to hear Havdalah. So Avrami turned back to Phil and said, "I'm so sorry, but are you subtly interested in religion? Like, since when are you so careful about Havdalah?" So Phil said, no, not at all. But I heard there's a skula once. I heard there's a special special custom that if your person's eyes are hurting and they're aching, you should put the Havdalah wine on, and that helps for that. So at the end of the day, Phil goes to Avrami, can you please make Havdalah for me? So Avrami already made Havdalah, says Rav Zilberstein. And what happened was, normally, if a person made Havdalah or a Kiddush and someone else didn't hear, you can make for them. However, at the end of the day, Phil wasn't, he didn't keep Shabbos. He didn't keep Shabbos, so he just wanted for the skula. So at the end of the day, should he make Havdalah for Phil so that Phil could take part in this mitzvah, according to some opinions, or no? Or at the end of the day, since Phil treated Shabbos just like any other day of the week, there would be no reason to make Havdalah for him to differentiate between the holy, between the Kodesh and the Chol. Before we even get to the Rav Zilberstein's tshuva, where is Phil getting this from? Phil's actually getting this from the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Orach Chaim Reish Sadi Vav Hilchos Shabbos Sif Aleph. The Ramah writes, "Gam shochim min hakos achar avdala mechaben bo aner." When a person blows out the candle, what should he do with the wine? But rochsim bo enov mishum chivav mitzvah. You should take the spilled over wine, and you should spill the wine on your eyes because it shows to demonstrate your love for the mitzvah. The school of using Havdalah wine to treat eye aches is actually even brought down by the Torah, by who quotes from the Torah, and goes all back to the times of the Gaonim, who writes that when Kiddush was made in Shul, the wine should be given over to the tzibor to place on their eyes as a treatment, right? And the different times in the Gemara and Gemara Brachos where the Kiddush wine would heal different things. The Prisha, before giving it to the Tshuva, the Prisha also writes, observes in quotes, that this practice should be followed for Havdalah, but not for Kiddush. Why? Because it might be lifnei iver, it might be looking like you're taking medicine on Shabbos, and you're putting the wine on your eyes. You should try to stay away from it. It's even brought down by the Paras Yosef. Also, that Rav Chaim Vital, the famous student from the Arizal, once suffered very much from his eye aches. The Arizal advised him that he should concentrate very much on the Kiddush, on the Kiddush during Kiddush. How did the Arizal say that? Because, you know, at the end of the Torah, we just read it in Simchas Torah, it says, Le'ene kol Yisrael, and then we start with Bereishis. So, we see there's a connection between the eyes of Klai Yisrael and the word of Bereishis. Bereishis is also brought down by different Sfarim. Bereishis is also the word Yorei Shabbos, or of Shabbos. So if you look at, somehow, according to, Kabbalistically, if you look at the Kiddush of on Shabbos, it helps your A9. So now let's get to the tshuva that Rav Zilberstein says. Should he make Havdalah for Phil or not? The Tzitz Eliezer writes in Chelek Yud Beis Simen Tshuva Lamed Ches, also brought down Tshuvas Vahanogos, Chelek Gimel Tshuva Tzadi Aleph, the following, that even if a Jew who does not observe Shabbos is still, even a Jew who still does not observe Shabbos, he's still obligated in Havdalah. Just because he doesn't observe Shabbos doesn't mean he's not obligated in Havdalah. Havdalah is not just for those who observe Shabbos, who keep Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is an integral holy day for everything, whether a person recognizes it or not. When Shabbos ends, we recite Havdalah to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for distinguishing Shabbos as a special day. So even if a person doesn't observe the Kedusha of Shabbos, it does not exempt him from making Havdalah. A person still has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Shabbos. That's one side of the view. Rav Moshe Sturmbach and the Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenberg hold, you make Havdalah. However, the other side, it's brought down by the Sefer Ayel HaShachar and Parshas Ekev, that Rav Moshe says, no, someone who doesn't keep Shabbos, who never accepted Shabbos at all, has no connection to Havdalah, has no connection to the Kiddush of Shabbos, and therefore does not have to make Havdalah. Parenthetically, they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer called Derech Sicha, that is a person allowed to travel on Motzei Shabbos in a taxi driver by a secular driver? He didn't hear Havdalah. The secular driver didn't hear Havdalah. So at the end of the day, are you allowed to go with him? Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, at the end of the day, there's no problem. Why? Driving him is no different than driving than any other person, right? even though the cab driver was obligated to keep Shabbos, right? At the end of the day, there's no point to make Havdalah at all. So now they come to Rav Zilberstein. They say they have both sides. There's a side of Rav Oldenburg and Rav Moshe Sturmbach, who says, no, every Jew is connected to Shabbos. Rav Moshe and Rav Chaim Kanievsky really said, no, at the end of the day, Rav Moshe said that if you didn't keep Shabbos, you have no connection to Havdalah. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that it's no problem to go with a secular driver who didn't keep Havdalah, right? So at the end of the day, so they come to Rav Zilberstein, which side, what should they do? So Rav Zilberstein was choshesh for both opinions. And he told Avrami to do the following. He told Avrami that he should offer to study the laws of Avdallah with Phil. Right? You should tell Phil, I know about this practice about putting the wine on your eyes, but let's learn a little bit of the halachot. If you're learning a little bit of the halachot, as long as they learn the laws of the bracha, then you could recite the actual words for him. It's necessary to teach Phil how to make the bracha, so therefore, you should try to maybe help him a little bit, and it won't be a bracha levatala. Rav Zilberstein also advised Avrami to warn Phil that the skula of using the Avdallah wine of the Rama writes and calls all the way back from the Torah and the Troyigun, that doesn't only happen the magical wine, right? The whole point of the wine is to treat the eye aches. It comes from the real skula is actually keeping Shabbos, right? Someone who keeps Shabbos and then has the wine, that's the real skula for someone who has eye aches. Hashem should bless us. We should always be careful to keep Shabbos in the holiest way, and we'd be very sensitive for Jews who don't keep Shabbos yet. And Bez Hashem, we should be mizuchah to take all these menhagim of our past generations. And if this is a school brought down by the Ramah, used by all the way by the Arizal of Chaim Vital, that if someone who has ayik, a person should try their best to be able to use the wine, and hopefully never even have those ayik. May Bez Hashem to keep Shabbos in the fullest way possible. Bez Hashem, Yisparach Shkoyach.